Welcome to Israel 18 News at 4 a.m. Here's your hourly briefing. This evening, the weather across Israel is mild with clear skies, making it a perfect night for a stroll in cities like Tel Aviv and Jerusalem. Here are today's headlines. First, in earlier reporting, the IDF announced a strike in South Lebanon that killed a Hezbollah operative who posed a threat after emerging from a tunnel. That's according to the Times of Israel. Also just in, former President Donald Trump stated that Iran has agreed to nearly all U.S. demands in negotiations. The Walla reports optimism about resolving the shipping crisis in the Strait of Hormuz. Also this hour, a U.N. Commission chair claimed the IDF deliberately targets Gazan children, alleging their presence justified attacks. This comes from JNS. Separately, earlier today, a wave of left-wing candidates critical of Israel's policies won Democratic primaries in the U.S. They are expected to advance to Congress, reports JTA via Forward. And finally, investigations into digital platforms continue. The Royal Commission focuses on anti-Semitic content in media, according to Australian Jewish News. Reaction has been swift on social media. John Spencer, an analyst, posted earlier that the world must hold Iran accountable for its obligations under international agreements. The Times of Israel updated that Israel and the United States signed an agreement for a permanent U.S. embassy compound in Jerusalem earlier today. Oren Barsky, a commentator, noted the IDF's precision in targeting terrorists in enemy territory, questioning accusations at The Hague. Now for more on those stories, starting with the IDF strike in South Lebanon. The Times of Israel reports that the attack targeted a Hezbollah operative emerging from a tunnel. This operative posed a direct threat to Israeli troops. The military says some 30 operatives were holed up in the facility. This strike follows heightened tensions along the border and underscores the fragile security situation in the region. Turning to the negotiations with Iran, Donald Trump announced optimism regarding a resolution to the Strait of Hormuz crisis. The Walla report highlights that Iran agreed to nearly all U.S. demands. This development could ease tensions in a critical global shipping route impacting international oil supplies. Meanwhile, a UN Commission chair criticized Israel's military operations in Gaza. JNS reports claims of deliberate targeting of Palestinian children by the IDF. The chair cited both large-scale airstrikes and precise sniper fire. These allegations could strain Israel's international relations further and intensify calls for accountability. Separately, left-wing candidates critical of Israel have gained ground in U.S. Democratic primaries. JTA, via Forward reports, these candidates could influence future U.S. foreign policy. As they head to Congress, their views might shift American-Israeli diplomatic dynamics. Finally, the Royal Commission on Digital Platforms continues its hearings. Australian Jewish News highlights a focus on the spread of anti-Semitic content. The investigation addresses media responsibility in curbing hateful speech, which could lead to stricter regulations. On the economic front, first, CTech reports that ServiceNow has acquired AI.Work for tens of millions, marking its fourth Israeli acquisition in 2026. This move expands their AI strategy further. Separately, Walla Business details the demolition of a home in Khalil after a legal battle. The home was built on agricultural land, raising issues about property rights and stake policies. And finally, Globes informs us that savings reform will impact investment provident funds. Recommendations suggest sharing high tax benefits among various savings instruments. This could affect personal financial planning for many Israelis. That's your Israel 18 News update for morning. We'll be back with more at 5 a.m. Stay informed. This bulletin was generated using AI based on publicly available information. Please verify key details independently.